This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, what a Tuesday it's going to be. We are 48 hours removed from attempt number two on Trump's life, and the communist demons are frothing at the mouth for another one. We will talk about that to open up the show. Why do they love censorship, control? What is it about these people? We'll discuss it. We'll discuss red areas versus blue areas. Israel apparently blows up a bunch of people's crotches with beepers that were designed to explode. That's really cool, by the way. Some trouble out of Pennsylvania. We'll get to a bunch of emails, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to anything else, I actually want to piggyback off of our discussion yesterday, because the demons on the left have spent the last 48 hours confirming everything I said to be true. And I understand I had some words last night that were very, very difficult to hear about predicting what's coming. In case you missed it, here's what I said. We are becoming, we really already are, a culture of assassination. Now, before I go into that again and talk about the latest, I do think it's beneficial to discuss what culture actually is and why it's important. Why it's important. Look, laws, the laws of your nation, of your community, wherever it is, laws are important. They do matter. You do want laws that ban certain behaviors. You do. Politicians, leaders matter. Presidents and senators and councilmen and mayors, governors, and these political leaders, I know we don't like to think of them that way because they are government servants, but it's their job to lead. We elect them to go represent us and lead. They matter too. They are important, and they help create culture. But you know what is more powerful, much more powerful than laws or politicians? Culture. Social shame. And allow me to explain. What's the grossest, most despicable thing you can possibly think of? It's going to depend on the person, but let's all just agree on one. Harming children. If you are a human being, one of these child predators who harms a child, it is almost universal that you are the lowest of the low. Even in prison, you have to look over your shoulder because murderers will kill you. It is known as being the lowest of the low. Now, today, let's say in your town, today, they pass a law, it supersedes state and federal law, whatever it is, that being a child predator is now allowed in my town. It's the law. They even have a public press conference. Mayor gets up there, city council. We have signed a law that you are allowed to be a child predator. No more criminal penalties. Let me ask you, how many of the child predators who live around you, and I'm sad to tell you, you have them around you, whether you're listening to me in a tiny town or a big city, they're there. How many of them, what percentage of them would that day go on social media, maybe their Facebook account or something, and say, "Woohoo! So glad it's legal now. Open season on kids. Here I come. I'm heading down to the school as we speak." How many of them? Zero. The number is zero. Why? It's legal. No criminal penalties anymore. Why aren't you bragging about it? There's something you like that's evil and despicable, and it's legal. The politicians just passed a law. Why aren't you celebrating it? Why aren't you bragging about it? Why don't you walk into work on Monday and say, man, it's good to be a child predator today. I got one locked up in my basement right now. It's legal. Why wouldn't you say that? Because culture, social shame is much, much, much more powerful than whatever laws are on the books, whatever the politicians happen to say. And that is something, by the grace of God, at least for now, that is still reviled in this country the way it should be, that is reviled in our culture the way it should be. So even if the law said, hey, have at them, kids, you would still keep it quiet and silent and hide, because the social shame of that, that's the most powerful force. Now let's come back to what we were talking about last night, about being a culture of assassination, and why I said we are going to see Republicans now regularly, however you want to define regular, Republicans will be murdered in this country. Republican officials, whether they are city councilmen or state legislatures, presidents, presidential candidates, senators, congressmen, they will be murdered. Why will they be murdered? Because through years of social conditioning, years of changing the culture, the communists in this country, Democrat politicians, communists in the media, communists in Hollywood, communists in the education system, through years of social conditioning, we have managed to change the culture on the left into being a culture where hurting people on the right is not only accepted, it is encouraged. And you are seeing this play out after assassination attempt number two on Donald Trump. What I said last night when I said I believe they will kill him, if Donald Trump does not take ownership of his personal security and spend millions of dollars hiring his own personal security force, and even then it may not be enough, but unless he takes that step and takes other drastic steps, which he may not be allowed to take, I believe they will kill him. The reason I believe that is their culture on the left has already, it's already done. It's already baked in and built in. Their culture has decided murdering Donald Trump is acceptable. You want to hear a headline from today? Here's one for you. This is not from some no-name lefty blog or something like that. This is the largest newspaper in the United States of America, the New York Times. Old, revered, at least in lefty circles, but huge in the New York Times. What's the headline from today? You ready? Suspect in apparent Trump assassination plot, crusaded for many causes. He was a crusader, see? They're already as part of their culture, already revering the guy who almost killed Trump. Combine that with the fact they're still out there saying things like this.
Donald Trump cannot be president again. He's an existential threat to democracy. Now, what I think, thank God Democrats are not Republicans. Republicans just flock in one line. That's something that endangers democracy. That's what happened in the 1930s. The Germans just walked in line with Hitler and Stalin.
Why haven't they backed off? Why are Democrats today, again, second assassination attempt, not even the briefest moment of self-reflection? If anything, they've ramped this up.
Journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump. His demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
Do you know why? Why haven't they backed off? Why wasn't there? There wasn't even a brief moment of self-reflection. You can't point me one pundit
or one politician on the left who came out in the last 24, 48 hours. And by the way, you are welcome to email me. Chris, you are welcome to correct me. You can't point to me a single Democrat politician or pundit on the left who said something along these lines in the last 48 hours. Well, you know, I guess we do maybe need to tone it down a little bit. That's a benign statement. I'm not even talking about honest self-reflection. I'm not even asking for legitimate apologies. We have created this culture. We have to make changes. This isn't good enough. I'm not even asking for that. I'm talking about the most benign, meaningless comment, something along the lines of what I just said. You can't show me one in the last 24 to 48 hours who has gotten on camera and said, maybe... Okay, I will admit, maybe the Hitler stuff was a little too far because now they're trying to kill him. Why hasn't there been one? Why? Well, let's discuss that. Before we do, let's talk about this. The fiscal crisis, it's already here. It's not coming, it's here. We're in the early stages of it. That's why you can't buy a home and can't afford groceries. This is what happens when your government prints and spends you into oblivion. That's the bad news. The worst news is it's going to be global. This will affect much more than just America. It will be a global problem. So what's the good news? The good news is you can take steps to prepare, to get ready for whatever may come. And I don't know what may come. Maybe it's nothing. Hopefully. Please, Lord, let it be nothing. Maybe it's a depression. An EMP, a world war. I don't freaking know. But I know having a non-perishable emergency food supply is a necessity for everybody. Not one of those things, well, I hope to get one day. You need one. My Patriot Supply has them ready to go. They have four-week emergency food kits, $50 off right now. They're prepped. They're ready. They'll be at your front door. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get one before you need it. Everyone in your home needs one. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email me, and you should. I love your emails, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And we are going to get to a bunch of those tonight. And I need to remind you, I'm sorry. I know it sucks when you tune in to hear your favorite show every day and they're gone. It's a guest host. It's the worst feeling in the world. I know. I used to go through it all the time when I listened to radio. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I have that Tucker Carlson live event. I'll be at it'll be this packed arena. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome. I'll be back on Thursday, but tomorrow I won't be here. So just reminding you of that. Now, back to what I just said. Why haven't they changed? Why haven't they backed off? Why has there been no change of the rhetoric? If anything, they have doubled and tripled down, blaming Donald Trump and you for it.
You know, I think we should all question the rhetoric. The problem is that Donald Trump, who I think, you know, if you were doing hurricane categories, he's on hurricane category 5, whereas the other side might be a 2. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are not questioning their rhetoric right now because of their rhetoric.
Why aren't these guys we're trying to murder questioning their rhetoric? Well, Whoopi took it even further.
And also, let's stop this thing. You know, let's stop this both sides stuff.
It's a bunch of...
Because it's not correct. Right. It is not both sides. It is one clear side. And you can point to many, many reports.
She's, of course, talking about you. So why is she saying that? Because, of course, it's wrong and insane and you're yelling and screaming right now, and I get that. But why is she saying that? Why hasn't Hillary Clinton backed up? Why all that? Because they want him dead. There's no other conclusion you can come to. If I sat down here every single day and I said to you, Jewish producer Chris, evil person. Bad guy. Jewish producer Chris is evil. Jewish producer Chris is awful. Chris, he's trying to destroy America. Chris is the enemy. Chris is the enemy. Chris is evil. Chris is the enemy. And tonight, someone tries to shoot Chris when he leaves the studio. And then I show back up here tomorrow and I get on the radio and I say, Chris is evil. Chris is the enemy. Chris is evil. Chris is the enemy. Chris is wrong. Chris is a threat. And that night, someone tries to murder Chris. And then I show up the next day and I say, Chris is evil. Chris is the enemy. Chris is evil. Chris is the enemy. What do you think my motivation would be? I would want Chris dead. There would be no other way to interpret that. I know this is difficult to hear, but you are surrounded. You share a country with people who will murder you for what you believe. This is how communists work, because communism is a religion. When Democrats say to you, stop being political, don't make it political, did you know they're being honest? If you hooked them up to a lie detector test and you asked them if they're political, they would say no and they would pass. And if you asked them if you're political, they'd say yes and they would pass. Because the communist believes he is religiously correct, not politically correct. He's religiously correct in you are a heretic holding back the plans of God. And heretics are murdered throughout history. That's how you handle heretics. The reason they haven't backed off or slowed down on any of the rhetoric is that is our culture now. Our culture now is the hive mind has moved into a different level where they want their political opponents murdered, not silenced, not afraid. They want their political opponents murdered, and they will use evil, murderous language as a signal to the endless stream of vile street animals they have cultivated in this country. And those endless stream of violent street animals will murder Republicans with a fair amount of regularity going forward. We are already in a culture of assassination. You just haven't accepted that yet because the bullet missed by 2 inches in Butler, Pennsylvania. Otherwise, you'd be sitting there hearing me say that and you'd be nodding your head saying, crap, he's right. But it's already here. It's just one of the bullets hasn't landed yet. It's already here. It's here. It's freaking awful. It sickens me, this culture of evil death that these people have brought into us without an ounce of regret or shame. And you know what really, really gets me about it? Just where we are and about communism itself, what really, really gets me is the Hillary Clintons of the world, the Kamala Harrises, the Bill Gates, the CNN people, the MSNBC people, all these people. For the most part, these people aren't true believers. For the most part, they've done what most societies in history have done. And that is, they have, instead of found a real true belief system, they have created a religion out of nothing. They've created a false religion, and they created the false religion because the false religion is what enables them to stay in power. This is not some weird thing. This has been done for thousands of years. Leaders in a society will create a religion, and they create it for a specific purpose, to keep them in power and give them more power. I will, you know, I'm going to expand on that briefly in just a moment. Before I do that, Israel's back in the news. They are back in the news because, if we're to believe what we're reading, they managed to sell Hezbollah all of the pagers they used. Hezbollah has gone to pagers. You go lower tech if your high tech stuff is getting hacked. And Israel had all the pagers explode. Now, obviously, that's a funny story. We'll discuss it in a little more detail later. But you know there's going to be a response. When you wake up and you injure and hurt 2,700 people, there's going to be a response. The IFCJ is going to be working overtime to build bomb shelters, flak jackets, to try to protect the Israeli civilians, because there is going to be a response. Help support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. help protect people who live every day in a war zone. Every day they wake up in a war zone. They go to sleep in a war zone. Go to supportifcj.org. All right? We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and we are about to discuss the false religion of communism, because I'm discussing how sick it is that they've created this culture of death, culture of assassination with the Democrat base in this country, and we're about to discuss kind of a little bit of historical stuff on it. So, as you know, we talk about it a lot. There are two different divisions of communists. There are elite communists and street communists. And one of the main differences is the street communists are true believers. They really are. That nutball who just tried to murder Trump while he was playing golf, everything we know about this guy's history, that dude's a true believer. Sick, evil, violent, nut job. But that dude believes he's a force for good. Have you seen any of the pictures of him? Smiling, looking like the happy warrior going off to jail. Now, why would he do something so horrible and evil and wrong? Well, because he's been told over and over and over and over again that Donald Trump is a danger to the world.
Journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
So Hillary Clinton says that. Nutjob Trump assassin hears that. He wants to save the world. He wants to save democracy. He wants to stop Hitler. So he gets on a plane from Hawaii and goes and tries to blow Trump's head off. But let's set him aside. Set the assassination attempt aside. Why does Hillary Clinton say it? Hillary Clinton is not a true believer. I realize she probably was in her youth, if you know anything about her background and what a filthy commie she was in college, but she obviously doesn't believe anymore. She'll go out there and give speeches about the dangers of climate change. Hillary Clinton has spent more time on a private jet than Warren Buffett. Hillary Clinton doesn't care or even believe in man-made climate change or any of the things she talks about. She doesn't care. She believes in power. And that brings me to the religion of communism. You see, it's important to test your belief systems at all times. It's important to test the things you religiously believe. So let's discuss Christianity, actually. Let's discuss that. So what is the belief system of Christianity? Sorry, Chris, some of this may be hard to hear. The belief system is There is a God, Yahweh. See, Chris, you're with me so far. There is a God, Yahweh, and he had a son. Has a son, Jesus. Was sent to earth, died for our sins. Now we have salvation, believe in Jesus. Okay, you understand the basic Christian theology, the belief system. But let me ask you this. Whatever you believe, I don't care if you're an atheist. It doesn't matter. It's not my point. But if you are a Christian, if you believe in Christianity, how does that help evil people stay in power? How does it serve them? Well, it doesn't. That's part of the reason the Romans and so many other societies murdered as many Christians as they could. Christianity, actually, Chris, sorry, you people were part of this, and Judaism, that's why they slaughtered you too. Christianity, Judaism, it's about a God who's outside of the government. It's part of the reason, actually, we'll make it about Chris's people. It's part of the reason the Romans had so many Jewish rebellions and had so many problems with the Jews to the point they went down, fought a big war, and they just scattered them to the winds. You people can't even stay here anymore. Leave. And that was the Jewish diaspora that scattered the Jews to the four corners of the earth. Why did that happen? Why did the Romans, who conquered so many different people with so many different belief systems, they were in Africa, they were in Gaul, how could they conquer so many people with so many different belief systems, but it was the Jews who created so many problems, the Romans said, gosh, get out. Because the Jewish belief system is outside of the government and supersedes the government. It is above it. It is beyond it. It wouldn't matter who came to me. The federal government could come to me tomorrow, and the FBI could throw handcuffs on me, and they could march me right down to the electric chair, and they could tell me, Jesse, we're getting ready to murder you if you don't denounce Jesus Christ. And I would tell them all to go screw themselves, and they could fry me all day long. Why? My belief system supersedes anything else, government, everything else. It doesn't serve the government. So how can you tell an evil, false religion? It's a religion that really, really seems to work out well for the people in power. The people in power will actually encourage their citizenry to participate even more in the state religion, because the state religion isn't a true one. It was created by the state to get you serving the state and the people in power. And you can see this in a million societies long before communism ever came around. Society after society after society. If you look at any society, and there are all kinds of books and reading you can do on this, the Assyrians, the Persians, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the you name it. You know what? Actually, let's make it about the Japanese. That's a perfect one because we talk about them so much on the show. You know, I'm actually a fan of the country and the culture. I just love the people. I always have been. But let's discuss what they used to have. Well, the emperor. Remember, in World War II, they had an emperor. And before that, they had an emperor forever. They just had an emperor. The emperor was worshipped by the people. He was thought of as pretty much God on earth. Well, wow! How convenient that must be if you're the emperor or anyone in the emperor's court to come up with a religion where the people think you're a god. Doesn't that work out so well for you? The pharaohs, ancient Egypt, same type of thing. He's God. God made flesh. Wow. Look at how obedient the people are to their government now that we've created a religion that has them worshiping the people in charge. And it doesn't even have to be the God ones, even though this would be similar. The Aztecs. We've talked about the Aztecs and their sick, evil religion of sacrifice and child torture. And it was really, really just a society from the devil. It really was. They just murdered everyone and killed kids. It was awful. It's awful. And you look at these elaborate priest ceremonies where they're sacrificing people on top of temples and they're doing all these crazy elaborate things that are all sick and evil and wrong. And wouldn't you know it, the religion, it didn't exist outside or above the government. They happen to be married. So when you participated in the religion of the Aztec society, by a miracle, it just happened to serve their king. Not a king, I should note. It just happened to serve their king and his administrators. And if you were a loyal little follower to your Aztec religion, through a really crazy coincidence, you would also be loyal to the king at all times. And that's why the evil people who have pushed communism for the last 100 years and are pushing it now, that's why they push it so hard, and that's why they create so many of these loyal, sick minions. You know, you just have to tell people Trump's Hitler, Trump's Hitler, Trump's Hitler, Trump's Hitler, and they will, at some level, at some point, they'll try to murder him. And look at that. If you're someone trying to stop Donald Trump politically, and your religious followers happen to murder him, look at how well that worked out for you. Oh, wouldn't you know it? Trump happens to be gone. Oh, well, too bad. So sad. Test your religious beliefs, all right? Also, test your T levels. It's important. I'm not kidding about that. I know that was a little bit of a transition. Gentlemen, do you get down? We're going to set aside energy levels and everything else. One of the key symptoms of low testosterone, fellas, and even if you're young, remember this plagues us all now in this society of estrogen. Are you down inexplicably? Sitting around at night, maybe at work, and you just kind of get despondent and listless, depressed, almost out of nowhere. You can't even really describe why. Did that describe you? Take a male vitality stack from Chalk for 90 days and tell me how often you get down. You need testosterone. You have to have it. Long past your baby-making stage, you have to have it. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Get a subscription. Call them. Text them. 50CHOQ3000. Natural herbal supplements. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Of course, it's an amazing Tuesday. Still kind of sussing out some of this Trump assassination stuff, the culture of assassination. Look, they're still blaming him. This is from Politico. Trump's golf habit has raised alarms about security for years. Hey, he had it coming. Why is he golfing out there? We can't control all the murderous commie demons we've created in this society. Anyway, I promised a bunch of emails. Let's do some emails today. Jesse, I suggest because of the first assassination attempt, it lowered the threshold of tolerance, and the second attempt was inevitable. And more will be coming because every time there's another attempt, it lowers the threshold of tolerance. It's 100% true. Combine that with the attempted or the would-be assassins who are watching now. All these little demons who want Donald Trump dead. He's Hitler! Look at how the media is almost celebrating the ones, at least they're excusing it. At worst, they're celebrating it, but at best, they're excusing the guy who just tried to kill him. Every would-be assassin is watching this. And you know what calculation they're making right now? Wait a minute. This guy's getting borderline puff pieces in the New York Times, and he really made a fairly haphazard attempt and failed. What if I, commie dirtball, what if I succeeded? And what you've done is, you've offered a lifelong loser. All these people are lifelong losers with nothing to live for. You've offered a lifelong loser a chance at glory. And they jump on it. This is why I've been ranting so hard for the last 48 hours about the culture of assassination. By their response to the latest attempt and the first attempt, they are guaranteeing there will be another and another and another, because the sick demons are watching this.
You know,
stuff.
I think we should all question the rhetoric. The problem is that Donald Trump, who I think, you know, if you were doing hurricane categories, he's on hurricane category 5, whereas the other side might be a 2. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are not questioning their rhetoric right now because of their rhetoric, because of what he said in that debate. There's been 33 bombing threats in Springfield, Ohio, that would not have happened but for this false conspiracy theory.
Now, I know what you're saying. She's lying about the 33 bomb threats. For those of you who missed it yesterday, here's Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine.
At least 33 separate bomb threats, each one of which has been responded to, and each one of whom has been found as a hoax. So 33 threats, 33 hoax. I will make that very, very clear. None of these had any validity at all. We know that people are very, very concerned. And
he goes on to say, he's too slow and boring, I don't want to play it, but he goes on to say the 33 threats were not only hoaxes, they were done from overseas. They weren't even American. So it was a foreign country, probably China or Russia, just causing internal division for a political race. Could be Iran, some country with a decent intelligence operation, just doing standard things like that. Anna Navarro knows that. But why'd she go on TV today and say it's a response to Trump? She's encouraging the next one. That's why. That's why. And if I sound like I'm hot on this, I am hot on this because I am so sickened and saddened by where I believe we already are, not where we're going, by where we are. And I want all of us, you, me, all of us, to wake up to this threat in time. Because if we do that, if enough people wake up in time, if there is a society-wide repudiation of these communists and the way they act and the way they talk and what they believe, if there is a society-wide shoot down of this, that's probably not the best way to put that at this point in time. If there is a society-wide slapping down of this sick religion, well, we can save this place. But if this kind of stuff is allowed to fester, if it is allowed to continue, if the American people continue to excuse this, then I am going to be sitting here behind this microphone one day, and you're going to be sitting there in your car, your kitchen, your lawnmower, your work, wherever you're listening right now, and we're going to be discussing the death of a Republican of some kind. It's going to be Donald Trump, or it's going to be a senator, or the Republican who came after, or J.D. Vance, or who knows. But these deaths, these assassinations are coming, and the people who are causing them aren't slowing down. They aren't backing off. They're picking up the pace because they want it to come.
Donald Trump cannot be president again. He's an existential threat to democracy. Now, what I think, thank God Democrats are not Republicans. Republicans just flock in one line. That's something that endangers democracy. That's what happened in the 1930s. The Germans just walked in line with Hitler and Stalin.
Yeah. Who is it who's walking in line with the things the government's saying right now? Which side is that? Which side walks around wearing Ukraine flags? Which side took exactly what the government told him to take, no matter how many times it was proven to be ineffective? Yeah, there is a side that does whatever they're told. Anyway, hey, Jesse, while waiting for your radio show today, I listened to many TV and radio talk show hosts talk about what happened to Trump yesterday. It occurred to me how well you educate your audience about what's really going on when something like this happens. You're like Rush was. Ooh. You constantly educate us. Therefore, it's like we're coming to class today prepared for the exam. You teach us to recognize the predictability of the radical left, the genuine threat of communism, and what corrupt institutions are doing to us, which politicians try to fool us. We're the smart kids now. Thanks for the advanced class. Well, I don't have very many gifts, but I do understand how communists think. And, you know, that's why we talk the way we talk about these issues, why we always try, and I don't always succeed, I'm not perfect. That's why we always try to zoom out, whatever the story is. Don't get stuck in the weeds of it. Well, it was the call didn't come at 2:35 p.m. It was actually at 3:15. Oh my gosh. Zoom out so we can all learn, myself included, how to think about stories, how to perceive the stories. Not so you can digest the story that just happened, so the next time a story happens, you'll look and you'll know immediately what's going on, the game, the who, what, when, where, and why. All right. Now, knowing that we're in a culture of assassination, I think we have to have a fairly pointed discussion about something that may make you uncomfortable. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.